Mesachat Sanhedrin Parak Bay, Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Gadol Don Vidonin Oso. A Kohen Gadol could be a Dayan. We're not afraid that the other Dayanim will be afraid to argue with him since it's a Kohen Gadol. And also, the Dayanim could judge him, somebody could bring him to din if they have a tefiah against him, or if he did an Avera, he could be brought to din. Me'ed Umeidin Oso. A Kohen Gadol can be an aid in Beis Din. The Gemara says, the Kohen Gadol can only be an aid if he has aided for the Ben HaMelech, for a prince. But otherwise, it would not be proper for Kohen Gadol to be an aid. And other people could testify against him in Beis Din. If somebody else knows aidus against the Kohen Gadol, they could testify against him in Beis Din. Choleit v'choltzin le'ishto. If the brother of the Kohen Gadol dies without children, the Kohen Gadol could do chalitza to his sister-in-law. And if the Kohen Gadol dies without children, then the brother of the Kohen Gadol could do chalitza to the wife of the Kohen Gadol. U'miyabmin es ishto, avo hu eno miyabim, mipnei shehu aser ba'almana. If the Kohen Gadol dies, then the brother could do yibum to his wife. But if the brother of the Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol cannot do yibum to his brother's wife, as a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almana. Only a Kohen Hedi can marry an almana, but a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an almana, so therefore he must do chalitza instead of yibum. Meis lo meis, eino yotze achar hamizma. If one of the close relatives of the Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol cannot join in the funeral procession that is following the meis. As a Kohen Hedi, even though he cannot be metame himself to a meis, but if one of his close relatives dies, then a Kohen Hedi could be metame himself. But a Kohen Gadol cannot be metame himself even to a close relative that died. So therefore, he cannot follow with the funeral procession, as we are afraid that the Kohen Gadol, since he is in great pain from the loss of one of his relatives, might forget that he can't be metame himself and will come to be metame himself. Ela heng nixin v'hu nigla. Heng niglin v'hu nixin. He could follow the procession if he makes sure to keep a distance, which is, when the funeral procession takes cover, he will reveal himself. Meaning to say that he should keep at a distance where he cannot see the procession. So therefore, he should stay on a different street. When the funeral procession goes onto a different street, then he could enter the street where the procession was originally. And when the funeral procession is revealed, he should take cover. Meaning to say, if he ends up on the same street as the procession somehow, he should take cover and go into a house until the procession goes to a different street. V'yotze imahen ad Pesach Shar Ha'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. He could follow the procession in this way until the entrance of the city, according to Rabbi Meir. But once the procession leaves the city, the Kohen Gadol cannot follow at all, as the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to follow if he cannot see the procession, which is only possible in the city. But outside of the city, since it's an open area, he would always be able to see the procession, so he cannot follow at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Yotze Min HaMikdash. Shenemar U'min HaMikdash Lo Yetze. Rabbi Yehuda says, when the relative of the Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol should not follow the procession at all. He should not leave the Beit HaMikdash. He should continue doing Avoda, as the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol should not leave the Beit HaMikdash. U'cheshehu Menachem Acherim Derach Kol Ha'am Oivrim B'zeh Acher Zeh V'hamamuna Mematzo Beino Lebeina Am. After somebody had buried a mate, a relative of his, then when they come back from the Beis HaKfaros, the people would be menachem the avo. They would pass by one and comfort the avo. And when the Kohen Gadol wants to be menachem an avo in this way, then all the people should pass by one and be menachem the avo. And the mamuna, who is the skan Kohen Gadol, should make sure that the Kohen Gadol is between all the people and the mamuna. The Kohen Gadol should be in the middle between the mamuna and the rest of the people, and the Kohen Gadol could comfort the Avo in this way. U'cheshehu mitznachem me'acherim kol ha'am omrim lo anu kaparasa. When a relative of the Kohen Gadol dies and other people comfort him, the people that comfort him should tell him, we are your kapara, meaning to say that from now on anything bad that is supposed to happen to you should happen to us instead. V'hu omer lehen hisparchu min ha'shamayim. The Kohen Gadol should respond to the people that tell him, anu kaparasa, that they should be blessed from Shemayim. Uchishamavrin Oso. And when they are mavrin the Kohen Gadol, as it's in it, that after the Kfuras Hameis, the first meal should be brought to the Avo by others. The Avo would not eat from his own food. Other people would bring him that first meal. And when people bring the Kohen Gadol that first meal, when the Kohen Gadol is an Avo, Kola Am Mesubin Ala Aret, Vuhu Mesev Al Hasaso. All the people that join him for that meal should sit on the ground while they are eating to be Mishtates in the Tsar of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would sit there covered on a sasso, on a low bench. Mesechet Sanhedrin Perek Beis Mishnah Beis Hamelech Lo Don Velo Donin Oso. A king would not be a judge, and also he would not be judged Lo Meid Velo Meidin Oso. The king would not testify in Beis Din, and nobody could testify against the king in Beis Din. Now that which it said that a melech cannot be judged against and nobody can testify against him, this is referring to a melech from the Malchut Yisrael, a melech that is not from Beis David, as the melechim from Malchut Yisrael did not necessarily listen to the Chachamim, so a kilkul could come out of the fact that we are judging the melech, and the melech could get angry and people could be killed. But a melech from Malchut Beis David, we could judge him and testify against him. Lo cholet v'lo cholzin le'ishto. A melech would not do chalitza to his brother's wife if his brother died without children. The reason being is that during the performance of the chalitza, the isha was spit in front of the person, and this is a gnai to the melech. And also, if the melech died without children, his brother would not do chalitza to the melech's wife. The reason being, as since it's usher to do yibam to the melech's wife, since nobody's allowed to marry the amara of the melech, the chachamim usher chalitza also, because they were afraid if they would be matar chalitza, then people would think that yibam is mutter also. Lo miyaben v'lo miyaben le'ishto. A melech would not do yibam to his brother's wife, as since the pasuk said that yakum al shem achiv, that the person who is doing yibam would establish his brother's name. This is a gnai to the melech to establish his brother's name. And so too, if the melech died without children, his brother would not do yibam to the melech's wife. As we said, it is also to marry the amana of the melech. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Imratza Lachlotz Oliyabim, Zachor Lato. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the melech chooses to do chalitza or yibam, he would be remembered for good. It is up to the melech. If he wants to be moho on his kavod, he could do chalitza or yibam. Amru lo, ein shomin lo. The Chachamim responded, even if the melech wants to do chalitza or yibam, we do not allow him. As we have a klal, melech shemacho al kvodo, ein kvodo macho. A melech that wants to be mocho on his kavod, the kavod is not considered macho. He is not allowed to be mocho on his kavod. Ve'ein nosin amanoso. Nobody is allowed to marry the amana of the melech. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, noise hamelech amanoso shamelech. Rabbi Yehuda says, another melech could marry the amana of a melech, shekein matzinu b'david, Shanasa Amanaso Shashal. As we find that David married the Amana of Shal Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, the Etna Lacha is Beit Adonecha, Beth Meshe Adonecha, Bechekecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu told David that David will be given the house of his Adon, of his master. This is referring to Shal Hamelech, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu would give David the wives of his master in his lap. So we see that David married the Amana of Shal.